Drugs and crime are running rampant in the fictional Wisconsin town of Black Harbor, set on the shores of Lake Michigan.
And now there's another grisly murder and a new toxic street drug called Zombie that local detectives are trying to deal with.
We're talking with Milwaukee author Hannah Morrissey about her creative process and what goes into creating a gritty whodunit. Her fourth book in the Black Harbor suspense series is called The Unlucky Ones. Hannah, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you, Kate.
You use the term Midwestern noir to describe these books. What is this subgenre like, considering that the Midwest has this perception that it's a friendlier place than other parts of the country?
Oh, yeah. Actually, you're the first person who's mentioned that, because, yeah, we get the Midwest nice. But in my books, it's the Midwest not so nice. Yeah. So Midwestern noir is this sort of subgenre that my books have carved out for themselves. People on, like, mostly online and on Bookstagram have been calling them Midwestern noir. And it's this idea that when you take Scandinavian noir, which is like the original genre, those books, when you look at the elements of them, they're very crime ridden, very violent, often in very cold settings, very remote settings. And my thoughts were that we have all of that here in the Midwest. So we have, you know, the cold, the remote, like we certainly have the atmosphere. And, you know, I just wanted to bring that, bring those elements of Scandinavian noir here in the Midwest.
So you find the cold winters and you find some cold-hearted people. And then Black Harbor, sitting on the shores of Lake Michigan, really bleak place. Can you explain it for us?
A lot of times people would ask me why create like a fictional town and why not just use an existing city or an existing town? And for me, it's like Black Harbor, it takes elements of a lot of, you know, cities that I know. I think cities that a lot of us might be familiar with, you know, for better or certainly, you know, for worse in this case. But it's that idea that it's kind of in every town, and that as bleak and as bad as Black Harbor is, we all can relate and we can be like, I've been there before, or I've seen that place. And it makes it a little bit relatable. But with Black Harbor, I'm so fascinated with these places like set on the shoreline of Lake Michigan. And I like, you know, particularly the eroding shoreline. And we have the piers where like the lake is just, you know, absolutely savage sometimes, the way that she crashes against these piers, and she has a riptide and she's dangerous. And we get the cold lake effect coming in with just like, you know, it punches through buildings. And I just love like the brutal cold, the bone chilling atmosphere. And I love setting characters in that place to see how they react to those elements and how they react to each other. And there's a line in one of the books of, you know, Black Harbor's that place that if the people don't kill you, the elements will.
Mm. And the city is fighting and losing a drug war all across town. How are toxic street drugs taking over this fictional city?
Yeah, for sure. So The Unlucky Ones is dramatically different than the other three in the series, in that this one does not take place in the bone chilling winter. Instead, we've got the scorching Wisconsin summer. And my publisher asked, you know, could it be warm in this one? Could we have a warm book? And I said, yes, but it's not going to be warm and it's not going to be sunny in 75. It's going to be an insufferably hot Wisconsin summer. And in that insufferably hot Wisconsin summer, we have, you know, violent crime is up because crime trends upward with the temperatures. And we also have, in the midst of this violent crime, we have a new drug called Zombie with an X that's raising the streets of Black Harbor. And it's certainly an epidemic. It was something that I learned when I moved to the southeastern part of the state, of just how rampant the drug epidemic is. And particularly in my area, I'm like the Racine, Milwaukee, Kenosha area. There's a lot of like heroin and cocaine. And in Black Harbor, we see the heroin, we see the cocaine, but fentanyl is something that's extremely dangerous, very fatal. And the way that people are mixing these drugs, like these new concoctions, are even more dangerous because now the medicines are not working against them because they're not true opioids. They're like synthetic opioids. So there's another line in the book too, like you overdose, you die.
Mm, yeah. And Sergeant Nikolai Cole is trying to fight this drug war. And yeah. At one point, it's so interesting. He thinks Narcan, opioid reversal, is like a Band-Aid. Mm-hmm. And that it's just not saving lives in Black Harbor, which I found really interesting mm-hmm. because it was certainly overlapping with real life issues.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something I wanted to give him a conflict. Mm-hmm. Of yes, he knows that, you know, Narcan will potentially bring somebody back to life. However, in his experience, he's seen that they administer Narcan and it's the same person like 8-9 times. Mm-hmm. So from his perspective, they are losing the war on drugs in Black Harbor because, you know, they're seeing the same people fall prey to it. And he's like, it's enabling the city to not put in serious resources that are actually going to combat the problem, whereas, you know, they're basically slapping a Band-Aid on it.
Taxidermy makes this book a whole lot scarier, and these animal eyes staring back at your characters. Mm-hmm. Did you read up on taxidermy to write about it, or why taxidermy?
Oh, yeah. Taxidermy surprised me as an element in the third book, When I'm Dead, was when taxidermy kind of really came about. I mean, we do see it in Hello Transcriber, the first book, because, you know, Hazel's husband at the time is into, you know, hunting. And, you know, there's a line in The Unlucky Ones about how, you know, this is Wisconsin. And a lot of people's idea of interior decorating is putting a dead deer head on the wall. And it's really, I'm fascinated because I'm like, I think it's kind of morbid that we do that, like that we, you know, hunt animals and, you know, put their carcasses on our walls or on our mantles. But it's so widely accepted. And yeah, taxidermy really came up as a strong element in book 3, When I'm Dead, and continued throughout The Unlucky Ones. And I did do a lot of reading. I know more about different kind of fills and like using sawdust than I ever cared to know. And also YouTube, like YouTube is amazing.
Hannah Morrissey is with us, Wisconsin-based mystery author of the Black Harbor series. Latest one in the series is called The Unlucky Ones. How do you map out a whodunit as a suspense writer? Do you know going in, like, who will die and who will commit the crimes? Or do they unfold for you as you write more?
Yeah, loosely I know. I am not a plotter. I sometimes wish I was, but it's like you said, the story, like, unfolds. I'm like a discovery writer where the story unfolds or it reveals itself to me the more I write. And sometimes like The Unlucky Ones, I knew right away I'm killing Tommy. Like, that's how the book opens. Mm-hmm. I got to have this banger opening. It's Hazel's ex, you know, it's going to bring her back. So yeah, I knew he was going to die. But I often it's rare that I know who done it or I end up changing my mind, which I'm actually always like very happy when that happens. It can be frustrating, but I'm like, it always works out great when I change my mind, because I'm like, I've probably written this book maybe all the way through or three quarters of the way through thinking it was this person and realizing it was somebody else. But, you know, I was so convinced that it was this other character that now I've convinced the reader that it was too. So then I can have like a pretty good twist.
I love it. Hannah, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Kate. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for reading the book. This was awesome.
Hannah Morrissey is the author of the Black Harbor Suspense series. It is set in the fictionalized, crime-ridden Wisconsin city of Black Harbor on the shores of Lake Michigan. And the Wisconsin author's fourth novel in this series is called The Unlucky Ones.